Our next speaker is the Chief of Staff at Plano Independent School District. He has also been the General Counsel at Frisco ISD and has served as a legislative aide, so he is well situated to give us an update on the legislative session. And if you don't know, now you know that Danny and his team maintain a publicly available education bill tracker that is very helpful for those of us interested in these updates after today. Danny, welcome.
Thank you, Gianna, and I'm excited to be here and to talk to you all today. I'm not used to standing behind podiums when I do these kinds of presentations, so I'll try not to wander too much. But this is my first time presenting at this conference. I'm excited to be in front of y'all. I was telling some of my colleagues, though, that I had a dream last night that I got started on this presentation, and about 15 minutes in, about 90% of the room started talking over me and then left. And the only people who were still here were Jim Witten and some of my in-house colleagues. So to you all, thank you for your support. And to the rest of you, shame on you. I'm going to start just by talking a little bit about kind of what happened this last year. We had a pretty remarkable year in the legislature. And for those of you who have followed this for a while, it's kind of unlike anything that most people have seen. I've been involved in some way in the legislature for about 10 years, but I know people have been doing this much longer, 30, 40, 50 years, and all of them agreed that this was a unique year in the Texas legislature. We broke the record for a number of days in session with four special sessions happening, and also if you add the impeachment trial into that, it gets even longer. So it was quite the year, but as Mark alluded to earlier, despite all of that, and despite a lot of rhetoric, and despite a lot of conversation about education, a lot less happened than you would probably expect when you saw how long we were in session. So during the regular session, we had over 8,000 bills filed, which was a record for a number of bills. It was about 1,000 bills more than were filed last session. So it was a significantly higher number of bills filed. About 15% of those, 1,300, dealt with public education, as we designated them. I will say, and by we, I mean myself and the team in Frisco ISD. I was still in Frisco ISD during this last session, so we had certain criteria we looked at when we did that, so other numbers may differ slightly. But out of that 15%, just 6% passed this last session, which is half the percentage passage rate that we had the previous session for education bills. So it was about 84 bills that dealt with education that passed this session. And then again, despite the session that never ended for the rest of the year with our four specials, a remarkably limited amount of things actually occurred in those specials in terms of legislation that was passed. We got a property tax relief bill and we got some border stuff that got passed. But outside of that, we really didn't get much else. And it took them two sessions just to get the property tax relief, which, when you think about how hard it was for them to get something that they all basically agreed on, that just tells you kind of the state of our legislature right now. It's pretty crazy. So that's the context in which we have kind of the legislation that came out of this last year that sets us up and is going to set us up into what next session looks like, which will be heavily impacted by what happens here starting on February 20th and ending on March 5th. So one of the main bills, and I'm sure you've all heard of this at this point, one of the main bills that passed this session was House Bill 3, which was passed in response primarily to the tragic events in Uvalde. And it really, in a lot of ways, it touched on Senate Bill 11 from 2019, which was a major school safety bill passed in response to another school shooting in Santa Fe. And so a lot of what happened in HB 3 was to tighten things up from Senate Bill 11. It was to push school districts to compliance more quickly. It was to provide additional resources. It was to clarify some roles at the state level between the TEA and the Texas School Safety Center. So there were a lot of different components to this, not necessarily a lot of new stuff, some really big new stuff, not necessarily a lot of new stuff, just kind of cleaning up, making sure that we had a system for keeping our schools safe that was actually going to work and that was going to be good for students and would actually ensure that school districts knew how to do that and had the resources to do that. So there was a lot of positive there, but there were also some real challenges that came from this bill. Again, there's kind of a lot in here, but one of the big things that is in here, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this in a second, is it changed the way that the commissioner's authority around facility standards is built. So if you pay attention to rulemaking at all from the TEA, We had the TEA propose some new facility standards for existing facilities back in January of last year.